in order to satisfy him. And in contrast, he becomes very much disturbed if devotees are not cooperating nicely together in their service. There's a very nice little lila which I will briefly tell you, which makes this very clear. One morning, Srimati Radharani had made a garland for her Lord Krishna, but she did not know how to get this garland to him, so she gave it into the hands of her girlfriend, Bakula Shakhi. And Bakula Shakhi took that garland and took it to Sridham, the brother of Srimati Radharani. "Here, Sridham, take this garland which your sister has made for the best of flute players, Krishna, and bring it to him." So Sridham Sakha had in the morning given Krishna the garland. Then they went for cowherding sports, but around noontime, Sridham Sakha found his dear friend Krishna absent from the other cowherd boys and looked all over for Krishna. After finally looking through all the corners of the Vrindavan forest, he came to a little lake which was a little bit like this one. It was Radhakund. And he saw his dear friend Krishna sitting on a stone in a very, very melancholic mood. He asked, "Is there something wrong that gives you sadness?" Krishna looked down on the ground and said, in a voice choked with emotion, "Nothing is wrong." Then he turned away from Sridham Sakha. Sridham said, "There must be something in your mind which moves your mind very emotionally. Please tell me, maybe I can help." Then Krishna was silent and a tear came out of his eye, ran over his cheek, fell on his beautiful chest and glistened like a diamond, and then rolled down the chest. So then Sridham Sakha took his hand, he placed it on the hand, on the, sorry, heart of Lord Krishna, and said, "There must be something wrong. Tell me." Krishna turned the other way. "Nothing. No, nothing." Sridham Sakha insisted, "You tell me what gives grief to your heart." Krishna could only speak two syllables, and then Sridham Sakha knew. He said, "Radha." Then he couldn't speak any longer. So Sridham Sakha knew Krishna wants to meet Srimati Radharani. But how? Radharani was at the house of her in-laws, and the house was carefully guarded by the old crow-like mother in-law, Yatila. Yatila means in Sanskrit something which is very crooked and entwined, like knotted hairs which you can't separate. She was watching Radharani so that she could not come out of the house and meet Lord Krishna. Sridham Sakha was thinking and thinking and thinking, until finally he had a plan. Yatila was just sitting before the house. All of a sudden she saw Sridham. "Sridham Sakha, get out of here. I know you're the friend of Krishna, and there are so many rumors that Krishna meets my very chaste daughter-in-law Radharani. Get out of here." No, said Sridham. I'm here. I lost my baby bull. My baby bull is somewhere here, and it must, I looked all over Vrindavan, it must be here." So Yatila, who's also cowherd, then who knows baby bulls need to be with the mother, said, "You quickly search everywhere, and then you quickly go." "Everywhere?" said Sridham Sakha. "Everywhere." So Sridham Sakha pretended to search, but he secretly went into the house and said to Radharani, "Krishna wants to meet you. Be fast." And he told the plan to Radharani. Radharani thought, can I do this? But then she agreed. She took the cloth of Sri Damsaka and gave him her own cloth. And she took a baby calf to cover her womanly form, her womanly chest, and took the baby bull like this, and then went out of the house. But oh no! The entrance of the house was watched by Yatila. Yatila had just eaten her lunch and she could not move. She was digesting on the left side. Oh, said Yatila with lazy eyes and looked at Radharani, you must be successful in your search for your baby bull. Now Radharani had to lower her voice. She went deep in the voice of Sridham and said, yes, mother, I have found my baby bull. Please let me pass. Please move out of my way. Oh, I have just eaten my meal, said Yatila. I cannot move now. You quickly pass. And this way Radharani very carefully, very narrowly passed Yatila in the dress of Sri Damsaka. And she went out, went to Radhakund, where Krishna was still sitting on a stone and crying. And he said, she said in the voice of Sri Damsaka, Radharani cannot be found. Then Krishna was crying even more. But, said Radharani, if you play your flute, maybe Radharani will come. Krishna looked at Sri Damsaka. There was something wrong with him. And through the veil of her, of his tears, he noted that Sri Damsaka had more hair. At this moment, Sri Damsaka just playfully took the flute and said, if you cannot play the flute any longer because so you are so weak from your sorrow, I will play. And he took the flute, he played the Vangsuli, and as he played, the turban fell off and all the hair of Radha came out, and she smiled and Krishna smiled and they were together. In the meantime, Sri Damsaka, in the guise of Radharani, was terribly afraid of Yatila. What if she would see through the disguise? But then Yatila, influenced by Yogamaya, said, oh Radharani, come out, go now to Surya Kund, perform your Surya worship. And then Sridham, in the guise of Radharani, passed her and said, mother, you please move out of the door. She said, I have just eaten my meal. I cannot move. So Sri Damsaka was praying to Krishna, let me pass this terrible person. And very narrowly he passed and escaped. And in this way no one knew. Only you know. So this shows a little bit how the devotees work together to worship Radha and Krishna and the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. I really want to encourage all of you that our project Goloka Dham is such a spiritual project. Even our three wonderful guests from India whom Krishna has sent us, they have said, this is so nice, we feel so happy here. So please let us maintain this project very nice, and whatever obstacle is on the way to our full cooperation amongst ourselves, let us bravely and lovingly face these obstacles. Let us never hurt any Vaishnava or Vaishnavi, and move these obstacles out of the way to serve Radha Madan Mohan together in all earnestness. This is my request to all of you. And even if there's a big obstacle, it is not too big. We will lovingly solve it by trying to understand Lord Krishna, Radha and Krishna want their devotees to lovingly cooperate. Every devotee, even as Prabhupada would say, the small little ant which is crawling here and which is a potential servant of Radha Madan Mohan. So with this little words, I would like to now see that we can slowly move back.